when lawmakers drew new voting district lines and caused some upheaval in the Florida legislature. The changes pitted incumbents against incumbents and moved some district lines so lawmakers were no longer living in the districts they had been representing. But that's something Justin Levitt, who teaches law at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles, California, says can be expected, especially when the redistricting process changes, as it did this time when Florida's fair district amendments were applied for the first time.
It's a danger sign when it's dramatically shifted toward one party or the other, but that doesn't actually prove the case. It could well be that what you see is a sort of correction for the abuses of the past.
Levitt says that can happen even when independent commissions are given control of drawing a district's voting lines instead of leaving that up to the lawmakers. And he says that's often because commissions work to draw district lines that better adhere to already created communities. But he says the fact that so many of the lawmakers in Florida who are now living outside of their past districts are Democrats is a bit of a red flag. And that's an issue Representative Perry Thurston has raised. Thurston, a Democrat from Fort Lauderdale, has faced some questions about his residency lately.
The question that should be asked is, well, if Representative Thurston has lived there the first 7 years that he served, why is it now becoming an issue? Well, it's becoming an issue because when you have partisanship and drawing the lines, you'll have what you have in my situation where the leadership draws the line directly behind my house.
Thurston says he'd be interested in creating an independent commission to take care of redistricting in Florida. But in the meantime, he says he's living, in his words, squarely within his district. And Thurston isn't the only one who's faced those questions. Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams has come under similar scrutiny.
So using our voter software, the registration software, we can look up voter by name, and we are looking here at Alan Williams' record, and he is the representative for House District 8. And then here is the audit trail we're looking at. It shows you the different transactions that have happened with any record, and this particular record for him shows that on April 27, 2012, there was a change of address from Stony Creek Way to Olive Avenue.
That's Chris Moore, GIS and Demographics Manager at Leon County's Election Supervisor's Office. He says after redistricting, William's Stony Creek address was no longer in his district, but the Olive Avenue house, where William says he grew up, is. But some question whether, despite getting new addresses, Williams and others in the same boat are really living in their district houses. And it turns out that's a hard question to answer. Just ask William's Olive Avenue neighbors.
I see him come in at night. I see him leave in the morning.
I haven't seen Alan in a while.
Right now, there's no clear definition for what it means for a lawmaker to live in his or her district. The U.S. Census Bureau defines the idea of what's called usual residence as a place a person lives and sleeps most of the time. But how does that apply to Williams? Here's the explanation he gave me when I met him outside the house he keeps that's in his current district.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Are you sleeping here a couple nights a week?
I have the opportunity to represent District 8 in a way that I think is hopefully been good for my constituents. And again, around the issue of residency and where one lives, I think you have to go back to the definition of, as far as it from a political perspective, are you engaged? Are you invested? And if so, and do you meet the intent of the rule?
And Senate President Don Gates says he wants to work toward creating clearer guidelines for lawmaker residency.
What we need, I think, is more specificity. Is it enough that you vote in the district that you represent? Is it enough that you homestead there? Is it enough that you pay the water bill there? You get your newspaper there? What are the real tests of residency?
Gates and House Speaker Will Weatherford have asked Florida's Secretary of State to collect information about where each lawmaker is registered to vote by the first of next month. But Moore, with the Leon County Elections Office, says people aren't required to do anything to prove they live somewhere before being registered to vote there. The state's leaders are also asking their lawyers to examine Florida's residency rules. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.